It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast.
305th edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Our guest this week, A1 Coleman Hill. Coleman, is a hot dog a sandwich?
I guess technically if you turn it on its side, it would be.
Yes, a Coleman Hill Sonic session. Speaking of that specific question, weirdest thing happened this week. I figured how hilarious would it be to get the party leaders to answer that question. I mean, Harper, Trudeau, Elizabeth May, Mulcair. So I send out a tweet saying, is a hot dog a sandwich? Day goes by, no answer. Another day goes by, no answer. And then out of nowhere, I get an email from Justin Trudeau's campaign manager. It says, turns out Trudeau has a layover in the Edmonton airport. He's actually going to come by and personally answer the question, is a hot dog a sandwich? Well, Karen Elizabeth May, they're kind of going, well, wait, if Trudeau's going, I'm not going to be left out. Three party leaders coming by. Harper finds out it's almost a full-on debate. He insists on coming up. Next thing you know, this happened.
Decision 2015. Lane Mitchell asks party leaders the hard questions.
This question is for Prime Minister Harper. You say a hot dog is not a sandwich because it's on a bun.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what about a submarine sandwich then?
What I will say is this, my role is not to apologize for the bad actions of others.
How are other countries dealing with the hot dog sandwich debate?
I've had many conversations with President Obama. He's saying he will simply make a decision that's in the Americans' best interest. But as you know, there's overwhelming public support on both sides.
Now, Mr. Trudeau, you say a hot dog is a sandwich because there's bread and meat.
That actually goes to the heart of the question that's being posed in this election campaign.
Mr. Mulcair, your party believes the hot dog is not a sandwich?
It's a long-standing position. That's not just our opinion. All of the experts who have looked have said the same thing.
What about a hamburger or even a taco?
Yes, we agreed with the first two parts of that.
Chair to weigh in, Elizabeth May?
This may be the only debate that involves all of us in an English language debate, and maybe we won't get a French language debate. So,
maybe not a French language debate. What about a French's mustard debate?
I appreciate the opportunity to speak directly to Canadians.
Decision 2015. Lane Mitchell asks party leaders the hard questions. Lane Mitchell Podcast.
September 22nd, it was on this date in 1903, the ice cream cone was invented. I like how we call that guy an inventor. How do you think Thomas Edison would feel about that? Not only did he invent the light bulb, and quite literally a thousand other things, he invented it almost a quarter century before a Syrian concession stand owner, Ernest A. Hamwi, came up with the brainwave idea to serve ice cream in a crumbly, shitty, styrofoam-flavored cookie, thus inventing the ice cream cone. Always interesting to look at the timeline of those inventions, too. You know, this date in 1921, Band-Aids were first invented. That means there was a solid 18-year block of history where we just walked around bleeding all over each other. But we did have an edible ice cream vessel. And a Conservative Party group in the UK has cancelled its pig race fundraiser after allegations surfaced that British Prime Minister David Cameron had a romantic encounter with a dead pig during his university days. You know, I say romantic because I'm a gentleman. I don't want to leave you with the impression that they lit candles and were washing each other's hair or anything. Although David Cameron does have some thick, lustrous locks. Come to think of it, though, this pig race thing, that's maybe how it started. They were all just running away from David Cameron.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Big news, Apple plans to build an electric car. And it could be on the road as early as 2019. Now, initially, that may sound like a bit of a departure for a company best known for making computers and fancy Walkmans. But Apple has actually spent decades working on battery sensors and hardware-software integration. Long story short, Apple's electric car will likely cost way more than it should, but it will probably work better than most. I'm mostly just excited to have Apple finally make a product I can use without fear of accidentally dropping it in a toilet. And more people have died from doing this than from shark attacks. What is it? Taking selfies. Yeah, 12 selfie deaths this year versus 8 shark deaths. It's tragic. Think of all the sharks that had to go to sleep hungry. Actually, sharks, one of the few creatures that never sleep. Did you know that? And other animal news, contrary to years of research, giraffes actually do make sounds. I mean, sure, scientists have heard the occasional snort or grunt, but nothing indicating they may be communicating with one another. Well, until now. Researchers at the University of Vienna have found evidence that giraffes produce a sound that is well below the level of human perception. It's sort of a humming sound. Not clear whether or not they're talking or, well, just humming.
Wayne Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The Muppets are perverted. So says pro-family group 1 Million Moms, who's calling for ABC to cancel the show. It says, the puppet characters loved by kids in the 70s and 80s and beyond are now weighing in on abortion and promiscuity. There's also a petition and a phone number for the network to call and complain about the show, which premiered earlier this week. Oh, great punk band name, right? Promiscuous Muppet? And Halloween is just over a month away. What will be this year's hit costume? Sexy Donald Trump. Yes, really. It's already for sale. It consists of a Making America Great Again hat, a wig, and a suit with short shorts. And a 78-year-old man was punched in the face this week at a Costco in California. Don't worry, it was for a good reason, though. They were fighting over Nutella waffles. A 24-year-old man was chowing down on free samples like it was a buffet table. 78-year-old man stepped in and confronted him, only to be punched in the face. Yeah, this is the world we live in. And a new trend on the rise, nitro coffee. A cold brew, which is coffee that is steeped, not heated, and then infused with odorless, flavorless nitro gas. If I wanted my coffee with a side of gas, I'd sit next to Frank from Accounts Receivable in the break room.
Wayne Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Brian Williams returned to TV this week to cover Pope Francis's visit to the U.S. The Twittersphere was abuzz, quick to fire up the hashtag Brian Williams Pope Stories. Like, wanted a drink, so I changed some water into a nice Merlot. Francis seemed impressed. Hashtag Brian Williams Pope Stories. Or how about this one? Did you know I was grazed by the very same bullet that struck Pope John Paul II in Vatican Square? Hashtag Brian Williams Pope Stories. Speaking of Twitter, Instagram has now overtaken Twitter with more active users. 400 million to Twitter's 316. But don't worry, I feel like Twitter is still the best place for politicians to make stupid career-ending comments. And fashion news, say goodbye to the man bun, say hello to man braids. Yeah, man braids. I'm totally doing that. Said that guy you know with way too much time on his hands. I've seen pictures, though. I will confess, some guys actually pull off the man braid look. Others can kind of look more like Pee Pee Longstocking grew a mustache.
Wayne Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 28th of September. It was on this date in 551 BC that famed Chinese philosopher Confucius was born into the world. Or the world was born unto Confucius. Anyway, Fordham University has pulled Bill Cosby's honorary doctorate. So wait, Dr. Huxtable has to quit being a fake doctor? Not exactly a strict punishment. I mean, it's certainly not an odd step for Fordham University either. What is odd is that over 50 women had made allegations by the time they pulled Bill Cosby's honorary doctorate. Sort of suggests like maybe there was a point where there were 20 sexual assault allegations and they still felt, maybe Bill Cosby might be able to steer out of this little career skid. It's like Subway waiting to see how this whole Jared Fogle situation is going to play out. Show's over, guys. The monkey died. And hey, a new jet-powered car called the Bloodhound Supersonic Car is trying to break the land speed record by traveling 1,000 miles per hour. The car just debuted in London last week and boasts 135,000 horsepower. Yeah, 135,000 horsepower. But before you get jealous, just one cup holder.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Welcome everyone to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today from Toronto, Ontario, Coleman Hell.
Do we get like free Booster Juice or something? I didn't realize it was sponsored by Booster Juice.
I feel like you should.
A lifetime supply of Booster Juice?
We'll give you a Booster Juice sign. How does that work?
It's not as good, but I'll take it.
First song you're playing for us is Heat of the Night.
Yeah.
Coleman Hell, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for coming. Thank you, Booster Juice.
wait to frozen without your touch. Shaking the whole night through. So let it out, let it all come down. Know you've been thinking about me for a little while. I can feel the fire burning bright. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Sometimes it's just too much. In the heat of the night, there was sweat dripping off of your lips. In the heat of the night, I could feel your fingertips all over my body. Oh no, no, you had the jukebox playing, you were shaking in the neon light. In the heat of the night, you're not the only one. No, no, I feel the same way too. I've never seen true love. I think it looks like you.
It's a Coleman Hill Sonic session. This is crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy how much you look like Ted Mosby. Do you get that? Like, just a little bit. You've been told that before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Does that mean I've met your mother before?
I don't know how to answer that.
Gotta come back.
Playing a sold out show at the Starlight Room. Is it sold out? I think it's sold out.
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
It should be. You guys are freaking incredible. You know, this Two Head song rolls into the radio station. Go, Coleman Hill, got to find out more about this guy. And so I go on Wikipedia, and you're from Thunder Bay.
I'm on Wikipedia now? Nice.
And that's about all I got from you. Tell me about Coleman Hill. How'd you get into music?
I started getting into music. My mom used to work at a record store, so like, she would take the vinyl albums that would come in, and she would like steal them, I guess. Like, but she would like dub them onto cassettes and then like write all the songs. So I had like this giant box of like cassettes with little pen writing of like Prince and Steely Dan and like Van Morrison and all these like older musicians, and I sort of like, that was my genesis, and I just got super obsessed. Then I bought like a Casio keyboard, and I just started recording myself and never really took a lesson or anything. It's all just like self-taught, I guess. Yeah.
You know, 90% of the artists we have in here write all their songs on a guitar of some nature. Casio keyboard, and you still play it, I understand.
Yeah, it's still kicking around. It kind of sounds weirdly out of tune, like it's slowly dying. I don't know how much longer it'll last, but still exists. Yeah.
You were also part of a hip-hop duo with the coolest name ever. Coleman Hell, that's your real name, right? Like Hell?
Yep.
That's so badass.
It's like it's a German word, but I'm not very like culturally connected to my heritage, so I wish I knew more about it. It means light, I think. Like weight wise. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I want to ask.
It kind of made it less cool. Sorry, guys.
It basically means the opposite of hell.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about this hip hop duo you were a part of in just a bit. First, can we do two heads?
Yeah, let's do it up.
There must be something in the water. There must be something about your daughter. She said, our love ain't nothing but a monster. Our love ain't nothing but a monster with two heads. Ooh-hoo.
Give it up for the banjo player, guys.
Ooh-hoo. I turn to you. You're all I see. I love a monster with two heads and one happy. I turn to you. You're all I see. I love a monster with two heads and one happy. We just got caught up in the moment. Why don't you call me in the morning instead? Before we turn into a monster. Before we turn into a monster with two heads. Hope to God I love you. Gotta love you longer. If only I could live forever. If only I could hold you longer. There must be something in the water. There must be something about your daughter. She said, our love ain't nothing but a monster. Our love ain't nothing but a monster with two heads. Love's a monster with two heads and one happy. I turn to you. You're all I see. I love's a monster with two heads and one happy. Just got caught up in the moment. Why don't you call me in the morning instead? Before we turn into a monster. Before we turn into a monster with two heads. Hope to God I love you. Hope to God I love you longer. If only I could live forever. If only I could hold you longer.
Coleman Hell Sonic Session, that was in freaking incredible. That was so good.
Thanks, man.
That song was streamed a million times on Spotify.
I think it got like 10 million or something, and then that's when we signed to a label, but we did the 10 million on our own, so.
That's impressive. I'm terribly unartistic in a lyrical sense. What is that song about? Or is it sort of, is it gauche to ask?
No, it's not. It's fine. It's sort of about, I'm from Thunder Bay, Ontario, so I'm from like, a small town kind of place. So like I've had this experience a lot. I don't know if it's, I feel like it's pretty universal though, but just being in a relationship with someone where it's not necessarily perfect and you're like fighting half the time and maybe you don't really get along a lot and you have like these issues, But then there's this other side of it where there's something so magnetic and you love them so much through all of that, that you kind of can't tear yourself apart. And it's just this sort of complex sort of relationship that, like, I've experienced numerous times, but I don't know. I had to write something about it, I guess.
Well, very cool. How did the banjo find its way into that?
Well, a lot of the new music we're writing is sort of influenced by growing up in Northern Ontario. I've kind of went to the big city and tried to make it there and forgot about my small town past. And now I'm kind of realizing that that's always going to kind of be a part of me. So when I'm writing stuff now, I want it to be influenced with, like, the rootsy folk, classic rock kind of stuff I heard growing up in Thunder Bay. So, yeah.
Well, what do you have on those cassettes from your mom? What kind of stuff did you listen to growing up? What kind of stuff are you listening to now?
Growing up, lots of stuff. I said a couple earlier, like Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Steely Dan. I love Steely Dan. I know it's really nerdy, but I think they're awesome. The Police. I don't know, lots of stuff. Motown stuff. I like the Four Tops. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. That was my jam as a kid. I always would pick one song, though, which was annoying with the tape because you always had to, like, rewind it and, like, time it, like, perfectly to get the song again. But, yeah, I would take, like, one song and then listen to it to death. That's kind of, like, what I do with music. So I'm trying to make songs that, like, other people will want to do that too.
So basically, you grew up, you're a big music fan. You formed this hip-hop duo called...
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to steal the punchline. I don't. It's so good.
This is terrible.
It's awesome.
It was... I had this other friend that rapped, and his last name was Burns, and my last name is Hal, so we were Burns and Hal.
How great is that?
We were like a white, red, and meth or something.
And then why sort of transition from hip-hop to, you know, sort of the modern music you make today? Not saying hip-hop isn't modern.
I don't know. I feel like I've always been kind of doing both, or was doing both at the time. I'm, like, really obsessed with lyrics. So once I'd kind of ran through all of my parents' music, I started getting into, like, Outkast and, like, Eminem and, I don't know, like, rap, there's so many more words in it. So, like, and I was really into, like, dissecting what things meant and wordplay and all that kind of stuff. So it was just another way to express myself.
What was that one song that you heard and kind of went, I have to become a musician? You know, I'm not going to drive a forklift forever. I'm not going to...
Don't knock driving a forklift.
I drove one myself. I know.
Okay, cool. What was the one song? That's kind of hard to say. I when I was a kid, I really liked the song Roxanne by The Police. I remember, like, dancing to it in the living room. It's like a tiny child.
Very cool. Well, thanks so much for coming in. Next song you're going to play for us is one called Call Girl.
Yeah.
Coleman Hell, everyone.
It out. She said she got us a room. She said she got us a room at the Heartbreak Hotel. Don't tell no one. Gotta knock, knock, door don't lock. Do it three times if you wait the cops. Like you're trying to sell out, girl, make a pop, make a pop. Gotta knock, knock, door don't lock. Do it three times if you wait the cops. Like, girl, make a pop, make a pop. She's like a cold girl who never takes my money. She's like a housewife who don't want nothing from me. She's like a mistress with a lipstick all over my collar. Call her up, because I don't got no one. Cold girl who never takes my money. She's like a housewife who don't want nothing from me. She's like a mistress with a lipstick all over my collar. Call her up, because I don't got no one. Call her up, call her up.
A single red rose on the mattress. On some tuxedo mask. I know love don't last, that's why I forget to call. Watching these girls spin around a stripper pole like a tether ball. And my credit card maxed out, cash out, then I let it fall down. So what, I had a good year. Club bonus and my money's no good here. Yeah, I know. My money's no good anywhere. It gets me in trouble everywhere that I go, I go, I go, I go. But I'd rather put this bill in your underwear than roll it up and do drugs with it. Cause tonight you can feel smart. We could deal art. You could be Mary Brown. And tonight I can feel young. I'd be Neil Young looking at a harvest moon. And you said that my body's my heart's cocoon. Well, it's funny, I seen your face on a mono butterfly flutter by across the room. Then you lost your shoe. There goes another glass slipper, another glass slipper down. And just hope he's not a bad kisser. Cinderella with no prince, getting sentimental. Burning Santa candles at both ends. She's like a cold girl who never takes my money. She's like a housewife who don't want nothing from me. She's like a mistress with a lipstick all over my collar. Collar up, because I don't got no one. Cold girl who never takes my money. She's like a housewife who don't want nothing from me. She's like a mistress with a lipstick all over my collar. Collar up, because I don't got no one. Call her up. She said she got us a room. She said she got us a room. It's a heartbreak hotel. Don't tell no one. Don't tell no one.
Fantastic. Coleman Hell Sonic Session. You're playing the Starlight Room tonight.
Yep.
You were in Red Deer last night. Night previous, you were in Calgary?
Yep.
I understand there's like a little bit of a scuffle going on in the crowd.
Yeah. Got a little out of hand. Kind of felt like I was in Thunder Bay. It was pretty just like small town scrap breaking out in the middle of the crowd. And I was trying to mediate it. I was like, stop fighting. And then I told them they either had to stop fighting or they were going to get kicked out. And then they decided to keep fighting. So they got kicked out. And then everyone kind of like cheered their like removal. So it was kind of funny.
Can I beg you for one more song? That was so good.
Yeah,
it really was. What do you guys think?
What do you want to do? Thumbelina, I guess? Okay. It's about when you love somebody and they kind of don't think very much of themselves. You try to fix that. I want to take you with me everywhere I go, yeah. In the pocket of my jeans, oh, I'll keep you warm, yeah. You suck my heart through a crazy straw, then your freckles turn
machine. Oh, they make you feel small, yeah. But when you're with me, oh, you can be 6 feet tall, yeah. You suck my heart through a crazy straw. Then your freckles turn into ladybugs. In the sky they flew, and it spelled out love. By that time I knew that you were the one. When you scream but your voice ain't loud, and you wanna break down cause you feel so small, know you got one believer, cause you're my Thumbelina. When you scream but your voice ain't loud, and you wanna break down cause you feel so small, know you got one believer, cause you're my Thumbelina. Oh, oh, I know you can hide inside my palm. I know you can feel inside my palm. I know you can hide inside my palm.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic 1029.com.